what you're talking about, but I can't think of the word.
Lively or active or?
Very active.
I didn't describe that well, did I?
That's what I'd call that. He would be very active.
Is the term pert or peart ever used?
Peart. Not pert.
Peart, huh?
Peart.
What does this mean?
Well, I don't know. Lively, I'd think. You know, it's the same thing. That's what it would mean.
A person who never spends a nickel, you'd say, is...
He's a miser. Oh, my.
We were talking about the poor white trash. You'd say, somebody said, how do they dress and how do they live? You'd say they live awfully... Well, their dress, particularly, if they were always wearing these old, dirty
slovenish.
Clothes.
Dirty. Oh, and I'll say so much of it.
It's disgusting. We,
it is disgusting.
The disgusting part, of course, is that the people don't want to do anything for themselves.
But you know what I think? I think our government's to blame for a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
I'll call a Negro. I say, could you help me half a day, so-and-so? No, I don't believe so. I was getting a pinch, and I don't believe I was going to look any. Oh, it just kills me.
I'm Todd,
and I just don't do things like that anymore. I was getting a check. Where is she getting the check? I'm paying for it.
Sure. Well, I am too.
No, blame don't have, and you can't get her to come and do nothing.
Yeah.
But you get it every day.
Yeah.
Now, they ought to have to work.
It bothers me. I mean, gee, there's nothing you can do about it.
How are you going to change it?
A vote, I guess.
Well, would that do it?
Oh, eventually it will.
Seem like you kind of mess up when we get these votes.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Sure do.
What would you call a person who doesn't take any particular pains with anything and things go wrong because of that? Oh, let's say somebody's smoking a cigarette and ashes fall on the floor. You say, don't be so...
careless. And law me, that is a lot of that.
I don't like to ask that because I'm a pipe smoker and my wife gets after me for my ashes.
Mr. smokes pipe. Well, I don't think you can smoke anything without more or less getting it on things.
Yeah.
Cigarettes, cigars, any kind of smoking.
I used to burn holes in my shirts, not very often, but I've done it a couple times.
My daddy does too. He burns holes in his shirt.
What would you call a person who makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what?
Hard-headed.
And what would you call a person who would, say, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go for long walks, maybe had stuffed owls all over his house?
Well, I think he'd be a nut.
would you say he's queer?
Yes, he is. He sure is.
How about a person who takes offense at little things?
Got a chip on their shoulder.
And you say, don't play a joke on him because he's...
Oh, I don't know what you would say.
Would this be touchy or easily offended?
Yeah,
or?
It would be touchy. I don't know how to get along with that kind of people. You know, we've got lots of them.
Oh, boy, yeah. I used to... You get on the right side of these people, and they're
fine. If you just get on the right side.
Yeah, and find out what's bothering them.
That's right. I think that is the trouble with most people in all of these things, is finding out what's caused this.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just get them to talk and tell you things, you'd find out a lot of things that would be opposite to what you'd think they were.
You know, it's interesting that in interviewing this way, I've always learned to look for this in people. If the person is touchy this way, probably something's bugging him.
Oh yeah, I'm sure of that.
See, I've had a good time talking to people. When I started in, I thought, oh my goodness, how am I ever going to get out there and talk to people?
Well, people are just people.
Sure.
Of course, well, now you do run into
this.
This
is kind of hard to discover. But
It sure is.
And some of the most, those who I'd been told were cantankerous and touchy and all those things have been a lot of fun.
I'm sure if you just approach him right.
I like my interviews. I hate like the dickens to get one started because I never know when I'm going to find the right person. I might work a week. just to find the right person. Mm-hmm. And yet here today I came down. I didn't tell you how I